USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Surgeon General is asking for everyone to be safe over the Independence Day weekend. On NBC's Today Show, Dr. Jerome Adams is advocating for the use of face masks to help limit the spread of COVID-19 for anyone who plans to attend gatherings over the holiday.
As we talk about 4th of July and independence, it's important to understand that if we all wear these, we will actually have more independence and more freedom because more places we will be able to stay open, we'll have less spread of the disease.
President Trump will spend his July 3rd watching a massive fireworks display at Mount Rushmore in South Dakota. This comes on the heels as protesters plan to storm Washington, D.C. over the Independence Day weekend with protests and demonstrations. U.S. Park Police will be protecting memorials in Washington, D.C. and have fence set up around statues. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25% to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
There's less foot traffic in brick-and-mortar stores. And USA Radio Network's John Hunt has the details.
Cell phone data that tracks users' whereabouts show that fewer Americans are patronizing local businesses and chain stores as COVID-19 cases surge in states like Arizona, California, and Florida. Traffic at retail and food establishments ticked upwards for most of April and May as businesses reopen, but has started to drop again since mid-June, marking one of the first periods of deceleration since city and state lockdowns began. This is USA Radio News.
The vice mayor of Tempe, Arizona, is calling on Governor Doug Ducey to lead the state through the coronavirus crisis. Democrat Randy Keating says local communities can only do so much.
We tried this once before. Half measures and token efforts aren't going to get us where we need to be. If the governor doesn't want to enforce his executive orders, then he needs to give the cities the authority to do so.
Keating speaking there on MSNBC. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Democrats, including Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi, are calling for immediate sanctions on Russia over an unverified New York Times story that Russia had bounties on troops in Afghanistan. Now, on the Senate side of things, Republican Senator from Arkansas Tom Cotton tells Fox News the Democrats haven't been too forceful when it comes to punishing Russia.
I'll examine legislation. I always am worried about Russia, what Russia's up to. That's why I've supported things like sending lethal weapons to Ukraine or withdrawing from obsolete Cold War treaties or opposing Obama-era treaties that tie our hands and give Russia and China the upper hand when it comes to our nuclear forces. I would note every time the president takes a tough action on Russia, the Democrats who beat their chest so hard saying that they're Russia hawks always curl up in the fetal position. They didn't want to withdraw from those treaties. Mm-hmm. President Obama and Joe Biden didn't send lethal weapons to Ukraine. They always roll over in the Middle East, standing up for Russia's allies like Iran. It's not the Democrats are not the ones who are taking a tough line on Russia here. It's President Trump.
Senate Republicans are open to more stimulus checks depending on the unemployment rate. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell wants to address kids, jobs, and health care as top priorities. President Trump has voiced his approval for the checks, but the Senate is on break for the next 2 weeks. They plan to revisit a relief bill when they return July 20th. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.